You're listening to BBC Radio Kent, James Whale, something for the weekend into the last half hour. What a great day I've had. What a fabulous time. If you love something, let it show. I don't know how the BBC are going to fit
that.
I've no idea. Now, look, I was walking around outside and I popped into, bumped into an old friend of mine who was on the programme last year called Roger Lewin. Do you remember Roger Lewin?
Yeah.
Yeah, Roger, how are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you, James. Good, very well
good,
indeed.
Yes. And you see now, because I often talk about my very good friend from Kent, Dick Pearce, right? Now, you know Dick.
I know Dick.
He knows Dick.
I do.
And I get so much stick. Dick recently has been playing in Holland. You know that.
He plays everywhere.
He does.
That doesn't surprise me.
Dick is from Faversham in Kent, who used to play for the legendary...
Ronnie Scott.
He used to play for Ronnie Scott. And also, Dick and I went to school together, though, I think I told you before.
Yes.
But this lot, this ridiculous robot thing I have over here, every time I say, give Dick Pearce a ring, refuses to do it. He said, I'm not doing that. Doesn't believe that there is such a person.
You cannot type Dick Pearce into a BBC computer without getting fired.
Well, I'm so sorry. I just can't believe that at all for one moment. But Dick Pearce is alive and well. In fact, after Roger was on the programme a while ago, you got a few calls, didn't you?
I did. I got some calls on the back of that. And yes, an agent kind of called up and actually gave me a gig with Dick, just a little duo, piano and trumpet.
Really?
Yeah.
That is excellent, isn't it? I'll tell you what, let's give Dick a ring.
The Dick Ensemble.
Why don't we give Dick a ring? I'm sure that I've left his number with producer Sharon. Of course, we're not there in the studio today. Who knows how many bottles of vodka she could have got through by now. She might not even be there.
She might have gone to the pub.
Well, there is that, of course. Maybe if she can get Dick Pearce on the phone and he can blow his flugelhorn down the phone, we might be able to do something. Where were the gigs you did?
Well, we played this lovely little venue called the Cross Keys in Tunbridge Wells. Beautiful little place.
Was it not? Because Dick is a real... He's hot, isn't he?
Oh, he's a fantastic player. Yeah, he's great. Absolutely top player around.
I think he likes pulled pork.
Edna, will you just leave it alone? There is a real live... He played with Ronnie Scott. He is a musician's musician, isn't he?
He is. Yeah, very much.
And Roger's going to demonstrate a little piano play. What are you going to play for us? Play us a little...
I'm going to play a little tune of my own entitled...
Really?
Punting on a Summer's Day.
Punting on a Summer's Day. Now, isn't that evocative? Yes, Punting on a Summer's Day, BBC Radio Kent. I can do the whole lot from the Kent County Showground as well. I'll get it all in. Now, Roger Lewin.
Yes.
Not Llewellyn, as I wanted to call you before. Roger Lewin, who has played with Dick Pearce, is now going to play one of his own. Could you move that man with his flipping one-man band out of the way? He'll ruin the whole thing. Maybe we'll get him to come and do a jam.
Yeah.
Right, what is it called? Punting?
On a Summer's Day.
On a Summer... Isn't that lovely?
Yes.
Isn't that lovely? Punting on a Summer's Day.
Punt away.
Punt away. That lovely, ladies and gentlemen. Let's have a little round of applause for Roger. Roger, can I suggest something?
Yep.
Could we not do some lyrics to that?
That was the karaoke version.
Yeah.
No.
If you know anybody who can write some, then.
I thought we could do... We've got a pair of headphones for... You want to put the headphones down there on the floor, and then you'll hear better. It'll give you some idea. We've got a BBC person. Hold on. There are BBC people everywhere to hold headphones. Put those on. I thought a little freestyle. Can you hear anything?
No.
Well, okay, we're going to stick it. Oh, hang on. We just got another BBC person who presses buttons here. And so we've got one holding their phones and one pressing the buttons. Excellent.
You've got both the engineers here this weekend.
So what I thought, if you play that, I might just do a little freestyle lyric over it. Would you mind?
Oh, dear.
It would be a pleasure.
Please, take it away. Punting on a summer's afternoon.
Summer's day, wasn't it?
Punting all the way, it seems like, all the way to the moon. Punting and punting and punting. Punting right over the hill. Punting on a summer's day. Punting in a mill pond so still. Punting as the birds sing in the trees. Punting under the sky so blue. Punting. Punting on a summer's afternoon.
How repetitive this song, isn't it?
Punting away and punting away. And punting away and a punting away. Punting on a summer's afternoon. And now, as the wind gets up and the moon shines blue, we're punting away into the middle of the night. On a summer's evening, we're just punting away. There's no better way to spend a summer's afternoon.
The record's got stuck.
Than punting, and punting, and punting again.
Beautiful, that was. Beautiful.
Roger, I think we might have something here. Yes, no, Roger, don't...
I think it's a B45.
Don't thank me, Roger, I think there's something here.
I won't.
Just hang on, I've got to do the travel.